future. They talk about Jesus and the good things he's done. Fling wide these gates, let's see his kingdom come.
God is doing a new thing. He's never changing himself. But if you notice, Jesus was always healing people in a different way, sometimes casting out a devil without speaking, you know, with a word, and sometimes commanding people to go and wash in a certain pool or show themselves to the priest, and they were healed on the way, some instantaneously, mostly deliverance. Anyway, God's doing a new thing, but there's nothing new under the sun. And so what I'm saying today is that God is wanting to reveal his character to you. He's wanting to reveal his goodness to you. He's so satisfied with the sacrifice of his son that when he sees the blood of Jesus applied to your life, you are fully accepted. And he's so satisfied when you trust him, when you know that he's good and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. As Jesus said, our Father, you have a good, good Father. It is his good pleasure to give you the kingdom. If you ask for bread, he's not going to give you a stone. Jesus was carrying a burden in his heart to show you the Father. He was the exact image of the Father, the exact representation of the Father. And I love it in 2 Peter where he says, at the very end of his letter, Peter says, Paul writes things that are very difficult to understand. You see, Jesus Christ is revealed through the Gospels as a man who's made in the image of God, who we can follow, we can image, we can relate to. He suffered many things. He had to run away to Egypt to escape Herod. He had to be water baptized to fulfill all righteousness. He was persecuted and suffered, and we can identify with that reality. But then Paul speaks of another Jesus, the same Jesus, but he speaks of the eternal, invisible realm. He says, I no longer know Christ in the flesh. He talks about the spiritual reality of being a new creation, being born again, being seated in heavenly places. And God is inviting you and I into that place of eternity. Again, 2 Peter speaks to us of these incredible things. I mean, in the second letter, he doesn't hold back. It's like, how did he write this without having technology? It's so amazing. Let me see if I can read it to you here. He just goes off. I love it. Verse 11 of chapter 3, since all these things are on the verge of being dismantled. Let's go back. The day of the Lord will come. It will come, guys. It will come. The day of the Lord will come. The day of the Lord will come. There have been many prophecies about the return of Christ, about the second coming, about the kingdom coming in power. The day of the Lord will come and take everyone by surprise, as unexpected as a home invasion. This is the Passion Translation. The atmosphere will be set on fire and vanish with a horrific roar, and the heavenly bodies will melt away as in a tremendous blaze. Then earth and every activity of man will be laid bare. Since all these things are on the verge of being dismantled, don't you see how vital it is to live a holy life? We must be consumed with godliness, while we anticipate and help to speed up the coming of the day of God. How do we speed that up? We speed it up by saying, come, Lord Jesus, but we speed it up by being made perfect as he is perfect. We speed it up by being made in the image of God, by being sons of God who are revealed, by allowing the glory in us to rise up and come forth, and by preaching the gospel that God is not holding man's sins against them, but he's reconciling the world to himself through his Son, Jesus Christ, who is risen from the dead. When the atmosphere will be set on fire and the heavenly bodies consumed in a blaze. I love this. I love this. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord, I'm edifying myself as I pray in the Spirit. Thank you, Lord, you make my path straight. He's saying, I've provided everything. He's provided everything. He's a good father. He set the universe in place. Do you not know that there's the exact amount of salt in the ocean to prevent it from freezing? Oh my God, you're amazing. He's created the stars and the universe to be in position so that there could be sustainable life on the earth. It's not just the moon. If the moon was a little bit further away or a little bit bigger, there would be no life on earth. Everything is perfect. If the earth wasn't tilted, there would be no predictability in seasons. There'd be no way to do agriculture. It's amazing. But he's saying to me, even the cosmic, the stars and the galaxies are there to create life on earth. It's not just the moon, and it's everything in the universe is here to sustain life on earth. Oh Lord, Psalm 8, who is this man that you are mindful of him? Puny mortal man. Look at this. Look at the splendor of your skies, your creative genius glowing in the heavens. When I gaze at your moon and your stars mounted like jewels in their settings, I know that you are the fascinating artist who fashioned it all. But I have to ask this question. Why would you bother with puny mortal man or care about human beings? Yet what honor and glory you've given to them, created only a little lower than Elohim, crowned with glory and magnificence, you've delegated to them rulership over all that you have made, with everything under their authority, placing earth itself under the feet of your image bearers. Guys, I just want you to know the truth. I want you to understand the kingdom of God. I want you to understand that you are what it means to be a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. God has placed perfection in your heart. You look around you and you see there are things that are wrong in the world. There's discrepancies. God is not mocked. He is not mocked. Judgment will come upon the wicked. Judgment will come upon the earth. But right now, the judgment begins in the house of God. And what will be the state of those who are not with him? Thank you, Father. He wants the glory of God to be revealed. You see, inside of you is Christ, the seed of the kingdom. He wants that seed to grow, to become the biggest tree in your garden. He wants you to be out of your mind as you pray in tongues and as you trust in him. There's a deposit of peace right now available. I'd love you to send me questions. If you have any questions, send me questions about the kingdom, anything you want to know. And the revelatory gifts will be activated in me and I'll give you the answer. You can record a question with audio or video using the link in the description here, or you can email me at kingdomdynamicspodcast@gmail.com. Lord, rise up. Rise up. Remember, his word is real food. His word is his body. If you read the Bible, it's the word of God. So you're eating his body and you're drinking his blood. Jesus Christ, we say, come, Lord Jesus. I pray for everyone listening that they would be formed into the image of Christ, that their minds would be transformed, that their body and soul would give way to the kingdom that's inside of them to come forth, that rivers of living water would flow out of their bellies. In Jesus' name, remember, everywhere you go, you're a witness. Everywhere you go, you are a spirit man that is contained in your body. And God just wants to be able to break forth. People can see God through your eyes, but we just pray that they would also smell the fragrance of Christ through your pores, and that you'd be able to speak forth the mysteries and let them hear the word of God today. May there be opportunities, God, for us to lay hands on the sick and see them recover. May your kingdom manifest through our body, through our souls, Lord. May your kingdom manifest through our will and emotions, through our bodies, Lord. We commit our times to you, Lord. Our times are in your hands. The paths have fallen to us in pleasant places. Everything I see is the kingdom is inside of us. The kingdom is within us, but he's wanting the kingdom to come out. But the kingdom is like in your spirit, man, but he wants to come out through your soul, through your mind, will, emotions, through your body. So that's where you read the word and you speak the word and there becomes an overflow. It's like starting an engine. He's spinning the propeller and then eventually the engine kicks in and you're able to move in a sense with your own momentum. You're able to get lift. You're able to fly. And there are some of those listening here today where he's just going to refuel you even in the sky. You never have to land. You never have to land because the Spirit is poured out without measure. I see a place where we don't even exist. We've lost our lives. We lose our lives for him and for his sake. We disintegrate. We disappear. We're hidden in Christ. We just become a Holy Spirit-filled being that's overflowed and anointed and empowered and filled. And the power of God's on us and we're wrapped up in Christ and we're hidden in Christ. And even though we're living our life, we don't even notice. We're like those in the book of Revelation that Jesus tells us. He says, many will come to me on that day saying, Lord, Lord. But he said, there are those who will say, when did I feed you? Because we won't even know that the time has gone past. Because we love not our life as much as we're afraid to lose it. That we lay down our lives for our friends. We're gone. I want to be like one of those who are disappeared, who are taken. Like Enoch, we disappear, but we live as Enoch every day because we lose our life, because we love the Lord our God with all our heart and all our mind and all our soul and all our strength. And we don't even know that we're alive because we're so selfless. We are laying our life down. A seed falls to the ground and dies and bears a great crop. And when we stand before him, when we die, we'll just be like, what happened? I didn't even do anything, God. It was like, I didn't even notice, but you were living your life through me. Lord God, do that. Have your way in those who are yielded to you, Lord, right now. Have your way. Ha, 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 ha. He's delivering you of heavy metal. Many of you have been delivered of heavy metal through your diet, through a process. He's delivering you of heavy metal. And just continue on that process so that you can't be manipulated by technology. Wow. just drink clean water. Drink clean water. Go for walks in the sand. This is so bizarre. I feel like there's a magnetic pulse that's coming. I'm not sure if it's from the technologies of the day or from the sun. I feel like there's a magnetic pulse that's coming. Maybe mark that down, write that down. Thank you, Lord. Wow. Wow. Let me just read this 15 seconds or so and we'll be done for the day. Who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken and afflicted, but he was pierced. Psalm 23, Psalm 22, Isaiah 53, he was pierced for our transgressions. Lord, we just receive deliverance in our bodies right now, healing in our bodies and in our bones. Lord, decontaminate and detoxify us from the atmospheric pressures that are in the earth today, from the metals that are in our food and in our sky, in Jesus' name. Amen. By his wounds, we are healed. He's going to do that. He's going to do some deliverance ministry right now. In Jesus' name, we love you, Lord. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. Boom.